In the Aliyah of Shlishi of Parashat Re'eh, the Torah tells us about a terrible situation in which Am Yisrael worships Avodah Zarah, and in a case where, if it would ever happen, that an entire city would worship Avodah Zarah, we are commanded to enter the city, destroy the entire city, kill everyone inside it, and let the city be abandoned. No one is allowed to enjoy or have benefit from the spoils of the city. If we do so, says the Torah tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu v'natan lecha rechamim v'richemcha v'hirbecha kasher nishba la'avotecha. The Torah promises us that if we do such an act of destroying a city, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on us. He will give us mercy. V'irchamcha v'hirbecha. V'hirbecha, I understand. V'hirbecha means that if Am Yisrael lose as a result of such a terrible catastrophe, many, many people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that as a nation we will continue to grow. V'hirbecha. But what is the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us mercy? The Netzim Yevalojin explains, as he did in the beginning of Parashat Pinchas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is teaching us a very, very important lesson. He's teaching us that sometimes in life, when we are required to act upon certain mitzvot that demand from us to do really difficult mitzvot, in the case of Ir Nidachat, it's truly a terrible situation in which we are told to destroy a city. These events have an effect on one man's soul. They take away some innocence that one might have before. They might have a huge impact on making people more violent, more insensitive to human life. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, says the Nativ, that if we do the commandments for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's coming from the right place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prevent from these actions to turn us into murderers. They will have some kind of effect of the effect of turning us into people who are insensitive will be prevented by HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving us midot of rachamim. Both here in this parsha and in Pinchas, the Netziv explains this idea. And it could very well be that this was the reason for the terrible chait of Shaul HaMelech when he destroyed and killed the Amaleki people and yet left the king alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him by taking away his kingship. What did he do so bad? That was so bad. He left the king alive. He killed all the Amalekis like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. And yet he left the king alive. Is that a reason for him to lose his kingship? The answer is that King Shaul was supposed to do exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. If he doesn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do, then he's turning his own people into murderers. And by doing so, he's turning their souls into murderers. By doing so, he's preventing them from receiving the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rechamcha, of giving us mercy. For turning his own people into murderers, that surely is a reason for a king to lose his kingship.